KCLR Live Sport.
The Bank of Ireland Provincial Towns Cup Final. Tullow versus Ashburn. With thanks to PJ Haskins Veterinary Sales and Dairy Supplies Tullow. For all your farm needs throughout the South East. PJ Haskins vetsupplies.ie.
Welcome to Oak Park in Carlow, where the sun is absolutely beating down. Beautiful conditions for this Bank of Ireland Towns Cup final, which is still scoreless, just over 7 minutes gone in the game. Tullow have had the bulk of territory and possession, but when they've got inside the Ashburn 22, they've infringed and it's given Ashburn the chance to clear. But always, Tullow recycle and get it back. They're just shy of the Ashburn 10-metre line as we speak in the middle of the pitch. No changes, by the way, to the Tullow team that was named on Friday. Mick Quinn, formerly of Leinster in Ireland, is with me. We'll get to him because Johnson is stepping through heavy traffic to get past that 10-metre line. It's recycled really well by O'Neill. Tullow have it on the wing. I think that's Sean O'Brien with a beautiful offload. Now Tullow try and bring it up the right side in front of the clubhouse. Another great offload. With it now is Leyburn pumping the legs between the 10-metre line and the 22 inside the Ashburn half. Into the middle of the pitch it goes, and Sean O'Brien, the 37-year-old, looking like a spring chicken out there today. His handling is immense. He's passing even better. Adam Johnson, the fullback, puts it out to the centre. Farrell, they cut down the left-hand side and get up to the 22. This is really good play from Tullow. Mick, I'll eventually let you in, but this thing is not stopping. Now, the scrum half, interestingly enough, didn't go to the back of the ruck, but they got it out quickly, and Gorey crashes inside the 22. Bit of a miscue of a pass. Smith was waiting for it. It didn't come to him. Tullow truck it up the middle. They get inside the 22. The ball is lost, but I think the referee was playing advantage, and we'll come back for a Tullow, possibly a penalty, possibly a scrum. Either way, a decision goes in favour of Tullow. John Carwell, by the way, is the referee. Mark Hines, Rory O'Keefe, Barry Armstrong and Keith Spendlove, the assistant referees, and numbers 4 and 5. A gorgeous day, a lovely day. The place absolutely packed, a really enthusiastic crowd. And Mick Quinn, they're watching a fairly good contest so far. Just over 8 minutes gone. In fact, I'll check the watch to tell you exactly what's gone. Just over 9 minutes gone, still scoreless, and Tullow did get a penalty, and Tullow kick it into the corner and will have a line out within the 5 metre challenge, just shy of that Ashburn line clubhouse side.
Yeah, Tullow have been on top since the start, but on top in a sense, but Ashburn have been right in it, very competitive at the breakdown, and even though the size of the Tullow pack will have a bearing, I would say, in time, Tullow still on top and still in winning possession.
And Smith loops it off after a great line out. Tullow running up inside that 5 metre channel, a good tackle from an Ashburn defender, but they do recycle, they drive, they go towards the post. Ashburn get behind them and keep them out. Tullow in the maroon and white jersey, Smith takes it, he tries to drive under the post. Ashburn in the black and amber, it's popped up for the centre, Gorey, and Gorey gets over the line, and Tullow get the first try of the Bank of Ireland Towns Cup Final in 2024. Tullow 5, Ashburn 0. They have been on top throughout the game. They didn't take advantage of it on the scoreboard up until now. 10 minutes gone, Tullow 5, Ashburn 0. And Mick Quinn, if you can hear me because you're competing with the PA, what did you make of that?
Well, really good try. I mean, Tullow have not been taking kicks at goal. They've been kicking to the corner each time they've got a penalty. They're obviously convinced that they can score plenty of points by running the ball and taking on the Ashburn pack, and it certainly worked very well for them there. Sean O'Brien has been very prominent since the start of the game, has looked very, very good indeed, and certainly there's a big size difference between the two teams, and Tullow look very strong to me, and have proved over the last few weeks what a good side they are. It's a big day out for Ashburn, and I wonder is it a step too far for them.
Tullow looking for back-to-back titles. They have the conversion attempt just outside the 22. It's kicked beautifully by fullback Adam Johnson, and the flags are raised, and well, the good news is that Tullow scored. The bad news is that we're being absolutely blasted out of it by this PA speaker. Tullow 7, Ashburn 0, live on KCLR. This game on KCLR today brought to you by PJ Haskins Veterinary Sales and Dairy Supplies Tullow.
KCLR Live Sport.
The Bank of Ireland Provincial Towns Cup Final. Tullow versus Ashburn. With thanks to PJ Haskins Veterinary Sales and Dairy Supplies Tullow. For all your farm needs throughout the South East. PJ Haskins vetsupplies.ie.
And Tullow are cruising here. They're looking good for back-to-back Provincial Towns Cup honours. They lead by 12 points to nil. And the conversion attempt to come, 17 minutes on the clock. Gareth Fitzgerald at the end of a very long spell of pressure. I'm keeping my voice down because Johnson is lining up the line out just outside the 22. He kind of curls off towards the clubhouse. He's back to the clubhouse. He's facing us here in the stand side. We're on the side of the pitch on a baking hot day in Carlow. And it's Tullow who are turning on the heat. And Johnson is just settling himself down. Only 20 still, Johnson, but he looks quite a decent player. Tullow, who've been in now six finals of the Towns Cup, and they're looking good for a third title and a two in a row, and it's 14 points to nil in favour of Tullow. Gareth Fitzgerald got the ball about maybe 8 or 9 metres out, but Mick Quinn, he still had to beat about 3 or 4 defenders. His footwork was immense to crash over. There's no point in me asking Mick a question at the moment because we can't hear the PA, which we have asked to get turned down. It hasn't been so far. Mick, you can see me, I'm not sure if you can hear me. What are you making of it so far? 14-0 Tullow lead.
Well, it's very impressive from Tullow. No, Ashburn are really up against it, but Tullow are just so big and strong, and they're so able, and their tactical approach is to move the ball into midfield and then bring their pack into play. But the fly half, what a lovely try. I mean, he stepped inside and outside people and danced over the line, really, for a wonderful try.
And it is their sixth try in the Towns Cup this season. Kilkenny 115, Antrim 7 points is a half-time score, by the way. You can hear that game live on KCLR's Kilkenny frequency. We'll be going back to Brendan very soon in Galway for the clash with Galway and Carlow in the Leinster Senior Hurling Championship. It's 119 to Galway, it's 114 to Carlow. It's actually now 220 to Galway, 114 to Carlow. And in the other game in Leinster, it's Wexford 116, Dublin 17 points, 59 minutes gone in that game. Now the referee is just making sure everything's okay as Ashburn get a penalty. Gavin Kennedy, who wasn't named at out half earlier in the week, he was actually named at scrum half. He has dropped in there and he'll kick it towards the other side of the pitch as we look from the stand side, and it will be a line out to Ashburn in around the 10 metre line. Nathan McCloy, the out half who would normally be there for Ashburn, isn't around. He played a bit of rugby in New Zealand. He's quite experienced. He's a big loss, isn't he?
He's a huge loss, and you know, to lose a guy so late in the day, you know, when they're just coming into kickoff, really, it's a setback for Ashburn. And they're playing like they haven't really got the confidence in what their approach is, really. And Tullow have been on top all through. It hasn't been out of the Ashburn half since the game started.
And we'll be going back to Galway soon enough to get the conclusion of Galway against Carlow. Galway leading there, but it's Tullow who are trying to move it out the wing again. It's Johnson who steps inside. He was pretty much on the halfway line, kind of sidestepped his way up to the 10 metre line. It's inside now, and Tullow using their forwards, and they do have a big pack, but they're by no means just a 10-man team. They really can move this ball quickly, and they're doing it now through Bloomfield, who came out of retirement, and I bet they're glad he did, because he's had quite the season, he's had quite the campaign in the Towns Cup. And I think Tullow lost it in contact there, and Ashburn looked to turn it over. They don't necessarily need to panic and try and rush things or force things, but they do need to stay in the game, and that's what they're doing at the moment. Neil Riley, who's an excellent Leinster youth, gets it out to the wing, and Bradley gets inside the Tullow half. Bradley is inside the Tullow half here in Oak Park. Carlow Rugby, of course, celebrating its 150th year this year, and what a club it is, and what a facility this is, and what a show that they've put on today. They've done absolutely brilliantly to make it the spectacle that it is. Now it's up to the players to provide the entertainment on the pitch, and Tullow are certainly doing that. Sean McKeown got his hands to it there. The Ashburn second row, Ashburn from County Meath. It is the scrum half now, Paddy Dillon. Ashburn with a spell of possession for the first time in the game. Martin looking on as Craigie, an ex-Carlow IT student as it was known back then, is on the ball and puts it out to the wing. Tullow making the tackles, stopping Ashburn's progress, but they are inside Tullow's territory, and they try and bring it from the back of the ruck and move inside towards that 22. Tullow just minding their space, minding their defence, making their tackles. McCaughey, who's 40 but still out there and doing it, goes to ground, places the ball. The ball is almost swallowed up there. Tullow players move out of the way because they know they will be offside. It is brilliantly turned over by Tullow, and then it's kicked down the right wing, and the chase will follow. It's from deep inside the Tullow half. It doesn't quite bounce out. It kind of teases the Tullow players and stops on the 5 metre line. A potential knock on there. Has the referee spotted that? He was right in front of us. Really good pressure, unfortunately for James Riley. He got to the ball. It just kind of bounced awkwardly. The bounce of the rugby ball is done.
It was so unlucky. He was so unlucky because he was just about to head off with it. And I'm afraid they haven't had much luck so far in the game, Ashburn.
No, they
haven't.
They're
really being pounded by this huge Tullow side. And Tullow just looks so well organised and so confident. There's been no way back into the game for Ashburn so far.
21 and a half minutes gone. It is Tullow 14, Ashburn 0. Just to update you from the game in Carlow, or in Galway, I beg your pardon, it's 2:23 Galway, 1:14 Carlow in that game. And as I told you a few minutes ago, Kilkenny 1:15 to 7 points up against Antrim at half time. There's a stoppage here for just a moment, and it's a chance for players to get water on board. I actually do think it's a specific, no, it's not actually a specific water break. I think Adam Johnson is getting some treatment there on his ankle. He's had a good match so far, so they wouldn't want to lose him. And when we'll resume I think with a Tullow scrum inside the Ashburn 22 on the wing after that brilliant kick down the wing. It kind of bounced inside the 22, it teased the Ashburn player in around that 5 metre channel, and just as he got it into his hand, it kind of moved away from him, and unfortunately for him, he was adjudged to have knocked it on. It was a knock on, it was a fair call. 116 Dublin 116 Wexford, 17 points Dublin when last we heard. It's now Wexford 119 Dublin 17 points. There's 7 minutes to go in that game. In the Munster hurling, Clare 116 Limerick 113. There's 62 minutes gone there at 4 o'clock. Waterford to take you on Cork. We'll keep you in touch with everything that's going on across the GAA world today, and of course we'll keep our eyes on what's happening here in the sunshine of Carlow, where Tullow are leading, and leading quite well. So we'll resume very, very shortly indeed. The referees having a chat on the side of the pitch. It's a really warm day, Mick, and that does have an effect, doesn't it, with Tullow leading 14 points to nil.
Yeah, even the poor referee and touch judges had to stop for a little drink there. It's like just a complete turnaround in the weather. For, you know, first weekend we've had that's been good this year, so we may as well stop complaining about it and say thank God.
Yep. So we resume with the Tullow scrum. And Mick, you have seen Tullow throughout the season. You know how good their scrum is.
Yeah, very strong, very physical. And you can see the effect of having a lion in your pack. That's well done by Ashburn. They really messed up the scrum there when they came around. Scrum half got pounded and he didn't like getting roughed up there.
No, scrum halves don't, do they? In the Premier League, they're deep in injury time. Everton 2-0 up against Nottingham Forest. Mick, you'd be particularly interested in that. 22 minutes gone. Aston Villa 0, Bournemouth 0, Crystal Palace 3, West Ham 0. After 22 minutes, believe it or not, at half 4, it's Fulham against Liverpool. At half 3, it's Coventry against Manchester United. Smodic scored again for Blackburn Rovers, the Irish international, but it wasn't enough. They lost 3-1 against Sheffield Wednesday. Even though it's sunny, there's a slight breeze and it's blowing our pages around, but it's a nice complaint, isn't it? The scrum is a bit slow in...
KCLR Live Sport.
The Bank of Ireland Provincial Towns Cup Final. Tullow versus Ashburn. With thanks to PJ Haskins Veterinary Sales and Dairy Supplies Tullow. For all your farm needs throughout the southeast. PJ Haskins vetsupplies.ie.
Welcome back to a warm Oak Park where there's 35 minutes gone and it's Tullow 14 points, Ashburn 0. And Mick Quinn, nothing much has really happened since we were up in Galway for the hurling.
No, everything's been sort of around the 10 metre line, halfway line, and just teams battering into each other in the last 10 minutes. It's been poor enough stuff and a lot of breaks for injuries and stuff like that. So that can knock the rhythm out of the game and has done so for the last few minutes. But hopefully we'll see some action now that Ashburn have a penalty and they're going into the Tullow half for the first time in quite a while.
They haven't been there for a while. It's a probing kick by Gavin Kennedy. It lands in or around the 22. Where we're commentating from is between the 10 metre line and the 22 on the right side of the pitch as you look over towards the clubhouse side. Tullow attacking this end in the second half, and we've seen some good attacks from them. We've also seen some good defending from them. By the way, if you want to listen to the Kilkenny game in the Leinster Senior Hurling Championship, you can do so on the Kilkenny frequency. There's 42 minutes gone in that match. It's Kilkenny 117, Antrim 7 points. 73 minutes gone in Munster. Clare 118, Limerick 315. Mick, you're really enjoying that PA system, aren't you? It's there's no danger of anyone not hearing what's going on or subs being made or whatever. By the way, in the Christy Ring Cup in hurling, Kildare have beaten Wicklow 327 to 14 points. So two of Carlow's neighbours in action there today. Kildare winning 327 to 14 points. In the Joe McDonagh, Leash 221, Offaly 24 points. A late goal there for Leash might win it. Full time and a bit of a surprise in the Joe McDonagh, Westmeath 114, Kerry 120. We'll keep an eye on what's happening everywhere else, especially though here in Carlow Rugby Club, where Tullow are defending as Ashburn try and maul up the pitch, maul towards that 22. They just haven't got deep enough inside the Tullow territory to do any real damage so far. They haven't got it out of their back line. They might do now. It's Paddy Dillon. The ball was dropped. The referee says there's a knock on, and it is a Tullow scrum. They have defended it really, really well in or around the fringes of their own 22, Mick, and they do it once again there.
Yes, there's been no breakthrough at any stage for Ashburn. They've had very little time on the ball. Very tight defence that Tullow have, and they just come up in such a strong line, and there's been no space for Ashburn so far. We've seen one after another scrums and lineouts and breakdowns, but not a huge amount of open play so far.
Full time, Wexford 121, Dublin 218 in the Leinster Hurling Championship. Antrim now 119 to 9 points up against Antrim. Unfortunately losing out to Galway in Galway, but they really did put in a good display there. Carlo hosting Dublin next weekend, and that will be live on KCLR. You're not missing anything here, by the way, while I'm talking about what happened in the hurling so far. 38 minutes gone in this game. It is still Tullow 14 points, Ashburn nil. Now, that is not like it is in the URC or Champions Cup or international rugby. That is just my timing, so we don't have access to the stop clock here, so we don't know exactly in real time what's going on. Mick, I'll take your mic there, because we'll share a mic from here on in, as Tullow put into the scrum just outside their own 22 on the wing, clubhouse side, on a beautiful day in Carlo. Did we think we'd need hats and sunglasses coming here today a couple of days ago? No, we didn't. And by the way, even despite the fact that the weather has been horrendous, this pitch looks amazing. Fair play to Carlo Rugby, and Mick, I know the County Carlo Football Club, as it's officially known, is a place that you love. Celebrating its 150th anniversary this year, they started in 1873. They know a thing or two about Town's Cup success themselves, and Tullow, well, they're trying to get a little bit further up the order today with a second in a row, a third overall. They've also won the Town's Plate on a few occasions. Ashburn won that last year, and there is a decent record of teams winning a plate and then winning a Towns Cup the following season. It doesn't look early enough in the game that that is going to be the case here, because Ashburn have infringed at scrum time. It's a penalty to Tullow, and they'll get the chance to clear. And Mick, they're doing a really composed job, which is not always easy to do in finals.
It's not, and you know, they just have a great organisation in their side. Everybody seems to know what their job is, and they do base it on the power of the pack, but they have plenty of backs who can move the ball as well, and it's a big job on hand for Ashburn, I believe, here.
A huge job on hand, but in Cup Rugby, anything can happen, especially in finals. Anything can happen in the Premier League as well. We'll keep an eye on what's going on there. Palace 4-0 up against West Ham in the Premier League at the moment. I'm not sure anybody saw that coming. Tullow, by the way, launched that penalty deep inside the Ashburn half from the line-out. Ashburn have turned it over, and now Ashburn try and get up the middle. They're inside the Tullow half. They're going up towards that 10-metre line. It's flung to number 10, Gavin Kennedy, the out half. Kennedy with a dipping kick. It looks decent. It's just bouncing away there from Jack Hanlon. Hanlon couldn't quite get to it. No fault of his own. Good kick in behind the winger there. And Ashburn get good field position. That was very decent play by Gavin Kennedy. An excellent style chip over the top. And just push Tullow back inside their own 22. And it will be a line out to Tullow. But as we say, deep inside their own 22. Tullow still leading 14 points to nil. The try is coming from Garrett Fitzgerald before that, Colm Gorrie.
Sure, and a really good play by the out half. You know, he saw the little bit of space in behind, and it was a beautiful kick to the corner. It's Ashford's best chance to do anything, but they have to do something about this line out, Tullow's line out now.
They certainly do. Everton have beaten Nottingham Forest by 2-0 in the Premier League. A former Everton trialist sitting beside me here, so he's delighted with that. Martin Cole took it in the line out. He got high in the air. Their line outs have been excellent so far, Tullow. They are well coached, and Sean O'Brien is part of that ticket, but he's not the only one. Sean O'Brien looking to win a Towns Cup for the first time on the field of play this afternoon. He spoke about it and mentioned it more than once in his book, how he wants to win a Towns Cup with Tullow. It's not just about him, but when you've got a guy who has done what he's done in the game and is still out there and is still giving what he gives to his club, who's driven, really does send a message to the rest of your squad, doesn't it?
That's brilliant. You know, he's really enjoying it as well. I mean, he's enjoying the fact that it isn't a pressurised game he has had as a professional, but now in this amateur game, he's certainly the star of the team, organisation wise as well as playing wise. Fantastic servant of the game.
Ashburn have the possession. They're just outside the Tullow 22. Can they find a way inside? Bournemouth 1-0 up against Aston Villa in the Premier League. Aston Villa, who reached the Europa League semi-finals during the week. Out it goes to centre, Craigie. Craigie looking for his winger. He's found Bradley. Can Ashburn run their way back into this game? Right in front of the stand, they're attacking Tullow out wide. They might have to go back inside now because the pitch has kind of beaten them. There's no room to operate in, and Neil Riley takes it, a former Ireland under 18. Now it's Gareth Fitzgerald, doesn't go with the boot, keeps it in hand. He gives it to his teammate, who just runs into a Tullow crowd, and they put him to ground. But it is recycled really well by James Riley inside the 22 in the channel of the post. Now Paddy Dillon takes it, and Tullow are just making their tackles, and they look really confident and cool in defending. It's not like it's last ditch stuff or they look like they're creaking. They really don't. Like, Ashburn are bringing it left and right and trying to bash their way through and go coast to coast, but Tullow are denying them every time. A slip up there by one of the Tullow players, but it doesn't matter because he gets back into space. James Riley has it deep inside the 22 clubhouse side, pass back inside now to Neil Riley. Neil Riley looked to crash through, and again Tullow are there. Tullow are there to make their tackles. They can't turn it over, but they're not rushing it, they're not forcing it. The ball pops out, but it pops out to Paddy Dillon. He's the Ashburn scrum half. Paddy Dillon gets swallowed up. He's the latest one. The referee having a good look. Can Tullow turn it over? It's really, really intense at ruck time there. Now taking it is Frank Keegan, who's two All-Ireland Junior Cups, three in fact, and they try and recycle at the breakdown again. It's up to the hands of Neil Riley. Their number eight is a man who loves to run the ball. He hasn't made much progress so far, but he has kept his head and recycle every time he's got it. Craigie has it now. Tullow turn it over. That's a good rip. It's something they've done really well throughout the season. Bloomfield gets to the edge of the 22 and places it for his teammates. Can they get their hands on it, and will they kick it? If they do, no, Ashburn have turned it over somehow. It's far away from us, so we can't see exactly what's going inside there, but I can tell you now that Samuel, the fullback of Ashburn, got the ball after Ashburn got it from the back of the breakdown, back of the ruck, and popped it up to him. Samuel now squeezed by two players, Ryan O'Neill there amongst the Tullow tacklers, but it's still Ashburn ball. They go deep to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald tries a Ronan O'Gara style kick into the corner. It's taken really well. I think that might be Martin Connolly. Connolly is tackled, but it's still Ashburn ball. Bradley there as well. Tullow have it, and it's Smith, but the referee is coming back. I think he's playing an advantage. I think maybe Kennedy knew when he tried that kick into the corner. You know what, this is a shot to nothing, let's try it. It's still Tullow to nil, but it did Burns best phase of play and best phase of possession in the game so far, and we've got 44 minutes gone. But I'll repeat, that is not the match clock. That isn't available at this level of rugby. It's one of the things I actually kind of like about it. Now Ashburn have got a penalty, the advantage has been played, and they're doing the smart thing, Mick. They're taking their points and getting on the board. The penalty from just to the left of the post into the clubhouse, or into the scoreboard end.
Oh, they're absolutely right. You know, they've pounded the line for the last 3 or 4 minutes. They were given the advantage, and a lovely kick to the corner. The winger caught it, but couldn't quite get in. But up against a very organised defence, they're doing the right thing now and getting on the scoreboard.
So Tullow, through Gavin Kennedy, will likely get on the scoreboard here. He's placing the ball on the turf with the tee, obviously the turf which is in very good condition. And at the end of the first half, Kennedy will look to give Ashburn some hope and something to cling on to and some reward for their hard work. Gavin Kennedy puts it between the sticks. It's a really excellent and solid kick, and it's Tullow 4, Ashburn 3. It's half time here in Oak Park. Tullow leading by 14 points to 3 at the break in the Bank of Ireland Provincial Towns Cup Final of 2024. This game on KCLR with thanks to PJ Haskins Veterinary Sales and Dairy Supplies Tullow. By the way, we do have a Man of the Match competition, a detailed menswear Man of the Match competition. Text 083 306 9696 with your guesses for your Man of the Match, and if your guess matches Mickey Quinn, then you could win a €50 voucher for Detail Menswear, Potato Market Carlow and High Street Kilkenny. Mick, you are battling the A there to answer me. What have you made of it so far? Half time, Tullow 14, Ashburn 3.
Well, they're top, really strong effort by Ashburn, but they're up against a side that is almost twice the size of them, and they've been batting their heads up brick wall in the whole of the first half. Most of the play has been inside the Ashburn half, but they fought back well in the last 10 minutes, have really looked the part. Kennedy at 10 has played very well for Ashburn, but most of the action has been in their half, so they've been up against tested, and they've really got to try and break up the play, move that big Tullow pack around the field. Otherwise, they will have big problems as the game nears the end.
What do you think will be said in that changing room for Tullow at halftime? Is it a case of, look, lads, just keep doing what you're doing? We conceded 3 points, but this is a final. You're up against a good team. They are going to score points.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be too worried about that. I think the fact is that Tullow are very well organised, very strong in every department of the field. Their backs are just as strong as their pack. And, you know, it's really what Tullow will be saying is just, let's keep the plan going as they're going. They're playing to a very obvious plan, power pack, hard running backs, and it has worked for them so far, and they would expect to win by doing that.
Okay, McQuinn, thank you very much for your thoughts. Halftime here in the Bank of Ireland Provincial Towns Cup 2024. Tullow looking for a fourth Towns Cup title and a second in a row. They lead by 14 points to 3. Just to let you know what is happening in hurling, or maybe more so to say what has happened in hurling, because these are full-time scores. Carlow 214, Galway 225. Carlow putting it up to Galway, but unfortunately it just wasn't enough. But an 11-point loss, that isn't too bad, especially when you consider it's away. Wexford and Dublin drew 121, Wexford 218 Dublin, and Kilkenny are cruising against Antrim 222 to 10 points. That game is live now on the Kilkenny frequency of KCLR if you are interested. Laois were playing today as well in the Joe McDonough, and wouldn't you know, just as I was about to tell you the score, the app freezes and then unfreezes. Laois 221, Offaly 24 points, a full time score from that game. So Laois with a big win against Offaly in the Joe McDonough Cup, and that is a good start to the Joe McDonough for them. Let's tell you what's happening in the Premier League. Everton beating Nottingham Forest 2-0. It's now Aston Villa 1, Bournemouth 1. They're 2 minutes into injury time there. And Crystal Palace 4-1 up against West Ham United. They're 2 minutes into injury time in the first half in that match, as they are, by the way, in the Villa-Bournemouth game. Just to confirm, that's 2 minutes into injury time in the first half as opposed to at the end of the game. In the FA Cup semi-final, 18 minutes gone, Coventry 0, Manchester United 0, as I once again duel with the PA. I think I'm going to have to admit defeat eventually, but just before I do, just before I bow out, I'll give you another couple of scores for the hurling. In the Joe McDonough, Kerry 120, Westmeath 114, a final score. Kildare beating Wicklow 327 to 14 points in the Christie Ring Cup. We'll keep you in touch with everything that's happening throughout the afternoon, including the Munster Hurling Championship at 4 o'clock. Waterford taking on Cork. Earlier on, Clare 118, Limerick 315. That's 21 points to 24. So the champions of Munster, and of course the All-Ireland champions, starting with the win. We'll be back for the second half from here in County Carlow Rugby Football Club, which is celebrating its 150th anniversary here. They would love to be in the Towns Cup final, but unfortunately for them, they're not, but they are doing a great job of hosting this final. A final which Tullow lead by 11 points. Tullow 14, Ashburn 3. That's the halftime score. We'll be back with the second half. We know that that music will still be in our head. But Martin, for now, it's back to you.
KCLR Live Sport.
The Bank of Ireland Provincial Towns Cup Final. Tullow versus Ashburn. With thanks to PJ Haskins, Veterinary Sales and Dairy Supplies Tullow. For all your farm needs throughout the southeast. PJ Haskins, vetsupplies.ie.
And we've just started the second half. It's Ashburn on the attack. They're attacking the, I suppose, back pitch's end here in County Carlow Rugby Football Club. We're looking across to the far side and seeing the clubhouse looking resplendent in the sunshine as Tullow winger Jack Hanlon collects a kick inside the 22 and then kicks it down towards halfway. It's bouncing away from Samuel. He has to watch this one. It's just teasing him as it bounces over the line and into touch, and it will be a line out to Ashburn just inside their own half clubhouse side. This place absolutely packed. Carlow have done a wonderful job in hosting. They've even put on the weather. Mick, you're holding that microphone, but it's turned off. You might as well talk into mine. Tullow leading 14 points to 3 early in the second half, and a solid start, a good kick and a good clearance and a good exit from Jack Hanlon there.
Yeah, he did well. He from his own 22 right down into the opposition half, and the bit of wind that's in it is suiting Tullow in the second half. There's very little wind, of course, but what a crowd, what a fantastic festive final crowd that we have here in beautiful conditions. The pitch is so good. I mean, top class rugby pitch for them to play this final on.
And it's on days like today that I'm sure Tullow people are thinking of the late great Conor Duffy, who wore the number shirt last year and always played with distinction for Tullow. I'm sure he's looking down and he's got that number 8 jersey on today, and he's behind the lads in spirit and they're thinking of him. And Stephen Smith is wearing number 23 because rightfully Tullow retired the number 8 jersey as Ashburn go on the attack and bring it towards the halfway line. Ashburn now on the wing with Matt Connolly. Connolly make his way and pump the legs up towards that 10 metre line, and they do really well. Ashburn, they recycle it, it's into the hands of James McCahey, who's, as I say, 40 but still looking lively out there, as is Sean O'Brien, as is many of them. That's the great thing about this level of rugby, you get a good mix of ages. As Ashburn try and break through the middle, they could do with an early score in the second. Now, I do think we've fixed your microphone, Mick Quinn, formerly of Leinster and formerly of Ireland, as Ashburn try and play it up towards the 10 metre line. Earlier on, by the way, live on KC Law, we brought you Carlow's defeat in Galway in the Leinster Senior Hurling Championship, an 11 point defeat, but lots of positives from Carlow to take from that game. Kilkenny absolutely cruising against Antrim as we speak. They'll win that game. It's just a matter of by how much. You can listen to it on the Kilkenny frequency. Wexford and Dublin drew. Laois had a win against Offaly in the Joe McDonagh, and Westmeath losing out to Kerry. We'll keep you in touch with everything that's happening in the Premier League as well, but not while play continues here. And Ashburn are continuing up towards that 10 metre line where Stephen Smith was waiting. Stephen Smith, the 32-year-old, who's playing incredibly well today, as he has done throughout the season, as Tullow look to make it two in a row in the Towns Cup. It's out to the wing. Tullow get numbers across. There's just a little bit of room for the fullback Max Samuel to get there, and Samuel up to the 10 metre line, and he's met by two Tullow players who try to hold him up. He does get to ground, much to his credit. It's really intense at the breakdown, and kind of throwing himself in there cold. Did he go in over the top? Yes, he did. He went off his feet, and it's a penalty to Ashburn on the Tullow 10 metre line, about 7 metres off the right touchline in front of the crowded and packed stand here in Carlow. Still Tullow lead by 14 points to 3 early in the second half.
Tullow were a little bit fortunate not to get a yellow card there. Martin Cole went in very high into that ruck and seemed to have head contact in it, but he got away with it. But now a line out inside, just inside the Tullow 22. A chance for Ashburn to maybe get more points on the board. A vital time for them.
Yep, right in front of us here. Well, right to the right of us. We're just outside the 22. We're in a perfect position. And the Ashburn hooker lines it up. They've won 10 Provincial Cup and Play titles, Ashburn. They've been successful at various levels. They're looking for success here inside the 22. With it tucked under the arm is James McCahey. Tullow with the maul. Tullow about 2 or 3 metres inside. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Ashburn with the maul. Ashburn about now 4 or 5 metres inside that Tullow 22. They're driving on. They're pumping the legs. It's a really good rolling maul. Ashburn could do with a try to reinvent their challenge in this game. About 4 minutes gone in the second half. A penalty is awarded, which they take quickly, and they're over. Brilliant dancing feet from Gavin Kennedy. We saw him produce some magic with his boot early on. Well, he's produced some magic with the ball in hand right now, and Ashburn are back in the game. It's a great try by Gavin Kennedy. They had the line out around the 22. They took it down. They mauled it up inside the 22 on the right wing. They didn't have much room to work with. They got it inside, and Gavin Kennedy was waiting. He beat 2 or 3 defenders to get over the line. And it's Tullow 14, Ashburn 8 in this Towns Cup final. Live on KC Law with thanks to PJ Haskins, Veterinary Sales and Dairy Supplies, Tullow. We'll go quiet because the kicker, Gavin Kennedy, who is also the try scorer, is pretty much right in front of us. We could almost tap him on the shoulder. The kick coming from just inside the 5 metre channel, just outside the 22, 5 minutes and 40 seconds gone in this Towns Cup final, and this would make it a 4-point game. Gavin Kennedy. It's a beautiful sounding strike. I'm sure you could hear it as he struck it, and he gets it between the sticks, and Kennedy runs back to his teammates and pumps his fist in the air because they're back in this game. Tullow 14, Ashburn 10, and we've got just over 6 minutes gone in the second half. We thought maybe it was done at the break. Far from it, Mick Quinn.
Yes, it's a really good comeback from Ashburn. They've looked a different side in the second half so far. They're still trying to battle it out up front with this Tullow pack. And it's a kickoff now for Tullow. Tullow have gone sort of quiet in the last number of minutes, and nothing much happening in their game.
Well, that might spark them into life. Lots of Gaelic football happening across the country today at 4 o'clock. Cavan taking on Tyrone and Roscommon up against Mayo. We'll bring you the latest scores from those games. And, of course, we'll have reaction later on from both the Kilkenny and Carlow matches. Kilkenny, it's not a full-time score against Antrim, but that game is well and truly done. 4-28 to 13 points Kilkenny lead. If you want to listen to the end of that match, you can do so on the Kilkenny frequency. We'll have reaction to that game coming up later on KCLR. We'll also have reaction to Carlow's 2-25 to 2-14 defeat away to Galway. Carlow taking on Dublin next weekend. That's a huge, huge game. It will be live on KCLR. Kilkenny's game also live on KCLR. All of the Carlow and Kilkenny games live on KCLR. Right now, it is the Towns Cup final. It is Tullow who are leading, but only by 4 points. They were 14-0 up at one stage. It's 14-10 to Tullow. And we did say it, Mick Quinn, Ashburn won the plate last year, and teams who win the plate have a decent enough record of getting up and winning the Towns Cup itself the following season. Bradley on the wing for Ashburn tries to run it up to halfway, just under the shadow of the clubhouse. It's in the ruck, and the referee, he's disappeared from my view, so I don't know what his indication is. Well, it's a good indication from the Tullow count of view. It wasn't released, and it's a penalty to Tullow just inside the Ashburn half, about 4 or 5 metres in off the right touchline.
Certainly Tullow have learned a lesson from letting in the score. They're now determined to get back down into the opposition half and start playing again, because they had sort of stopped. There was no rhythm in their game in the last 15 minutes of the first half and early in the second half. But now they have to, they know they're in a game now, because there's only 4 points between them.
Donald Daly has done an absolutely fantastic job with the grounds here. They're in absolutely wonderful condition. Halftime in the Premier League, Villa 1, Bournemouth 1, Crystal Palace 4, West Ham United 1. The line-out is secured by Tullow, but they don't travel very far with it. They do still have the possession. Between the 22 and the halfway line, between the 10-metre line and the halfway line, I beg your pardon, Tullow now, from the back of the ruck, give it to Sean O'Brien, who's such an experienced player. Sean O'Brien gets tackled, 2 or 3 Ashburn players get around him. That means that other players are free for Tullow. They've won the penalty, and they break quickly. I think that's O'Neill. Scarpering through the middle, he has an option off his shoulder, he doesn't go to him, he went behind, and Tullow are over, and I think that might be Sean O'Brien who followed the runner, and he gets in under the post, and Tullow lead by 19 points to 10. I had trouble doing the maths in my head for a second there. I'm sure Sean O'Brien knew exactly what kind of lead he had given his team, or has given his team. Tullow with a really good response to that Ashburn try. 9 minutes into the second half, Tullow 19, Ashburn 10. They will convert it because it's under the sticks. A great move, a great break, a great finish. Tullow with their third try of the game. They lead 19-10, Mick Quinn. Yeah. And I'll allow you in just a second, because Johnson is just about to take the conversion. Just in around the 22, middle of the pitch. The scoreboard to his right. And those beautiful trees that kind of line the roadway in here to Carlow Rugby Club. Johnson, who has converted the previous two tries, looks to convert the third, just to give Tullow that bit of a cushion. He didn't approach the ball, so the Ashburn players who were kind of about to try and black him down can't do so. Now they can, because he approaches the ball, but it doesn't matter. He guides it over, and as they're playing darts music, I'll say, if that was darts, we'd be shouting 180. Tullow 21, Ashburn 10. 10 minutes into the second half, that's a really great response.
Yeah, it was, you know, a soft enough try, really. It was when they were given the penalty, the scrum half just took it very quickly and went straight through and popped the ball off. And my gut feeling was that it was Killian Murphy.
Yeah, it was Killian Murphy, yep, that's right. And Oscar and a try. What a couple of months it's been for Killian Murphy. Well, him and Sean O'Brien wear the same scrum cap, hence my confusion. Look, Mick, I can make all the excuses I want. I got it wrong. And I'm sure Tullow won't care so long as someone got the try. We are quite far away from that side of the pitch, so it's actually quite hard to see what's happening when it's kind of that far away from us. But look, Tullow got the try. They won't care by who. It is Killian Murphy who gets the third. By the way, it was Gorey and Fitzgerald who got the two tries in the first half, and Tullow absolutely cruising here by 21 points to 10 in the Towns Cup final, and they're looking good. Of course, you don't take it for granted, but they certainly are looking good for a second title in a row. 11 minutes into the second half. Now, I'll repeat, that is not the match clock. That's just our clock. There is no match clock available to us here, but the referee is keeping an eye on it. Ashburn had the line out. It was wonderfully worked off the top by Krebby, who played rugby league internationally at club and Connaughton level. And you can see by the speed of thought he has and by the speed of his hands. And Tullow have given away a penalty, unfortunately. Tullow have given away a penalty. Ashburn with the penalty in around halfway. Tullow 21, Ashburn 10. Ashburn just need to keep their heads here, don't they?
They certainly do. And
the ball is spinning down towards us. Is it coming our way? I could never catch it one-handed.
It's a good effort all the same on your part.
And that crash you heard was the ball landing into our commentary platform. I couldn't have got it two-handed.
You're in for man of the match.
The Detail Menswear man of the match. A €50 voucher available for Detail Menswear, Carlo and Kilkenny. Text 083-306-9696 for your guesses. And if your guess matches Mickey's selection, then you could win a €50 voucher. Now, we're that close to the line-out. We could call it ourselves. We won't. None of us are qualified to do that. But it's a good line-out by Ashburn. It's lucky we didn't get involved. They didn't need us. And they formed the mall. We've seen how powerful this Ashburn mall is. They're just shy of the 22. It's a good mall for Ashburn. They're kind of moving out towards the right wing. Tuller trying to push them into touch, but they haven't managed to do so. Paddy Dillon, now the scrum half, takes over. Gives it off to Kennedy. Kennedy ran into a bit of a crowd there, but he's able to recycle. Now it's Martin Connolly who places it for the scrum half. They try and run it through the middle, but Tullow, they had an open door, but then that door was slammed shut in the Ashburn runner's face. James Riley now tries to go up towards the 22. James Riley and Tullow at the breakdown, and they ruck well there, and then a good one-handed offload to Paddy Dillon. Dillon tries to curb his run through. It's a really good run inside the 22. He's halfway inside that 22 on the wing. Ashburn look to recycle through Krebby, and they are trying to work it on the narrow side. Ashburn, they get to the back of the ruck. The scrum half gets it going again. It's popped up and surged by the forwards. The forwards, they're 6 metres short. Ashburn, 6 metres short. Jack Horgan received it, but he was swallowed up by tacklers. However, they have recycled. Ashburn, much better in the second half than they were in the first, and they're looking to answer the question that they have been asked by that third Tullow try. They're 11 points down, but there's still a way to go here, so a score would give them a big boost, even if it was just a penalty. And they have a penalty. Tullow went in off their feet, but they're not happy to just kick three. They run it up to under the post. The referee is saying they have to come back because he wasn't ready for it to restart, and it remains 21-10 in favour of Tullow early enough in the second half, but still a long enough time to go for Ashburn to play their way back into this one. 13 minutes gone in the second half, and Ashburn have the penalty. They're going to go for the post. They're right in front of the post, and Mick Quinn, I imagine that's a decision you'd agree with, because if they kick this, they're only 8 points down and a lot of time to go.
Exactly, and they've worked so hard to get this far up the field. They're puffing quite hard after all that effort, and Ashburn have found it so hard, physically so hard, to get their scores. And when they did, of course, they immediately gave away a score down the other end of the field, and in a soft sort of fashion, really. And that's disappointing for them, because they've worked so hard in this game. Again, the halfbacks have done very well for Ashburn in this game so far, but when you look at the Tullow side, Adam Johnson at fullback looks a very, very good player to me.
And that's cruised over by Kennedy. 3 points for Ashburn, and it's 21 Tullow, 13 Ashburn, with 15 minutes gone in the second half. Manchester United leave Coventry 1-0 in the FA Cup semi-final. Scott McTominay with that goal after 39 minutes. This game on KCLR, by the way, brought to you by PJ Haskins Sales, Veterinary Sales and Dairy Supplies Tullow. PJ Haskins Veterinary Sales and Dairy Supplies Tullow, for all your farm needs throughout the southeast. Go to pjhaskinsvetsupplies.ie for more. We're grateful to PJ for sponsoring the coverage today, and we're grateful to these two teams for giving us a bit of a spectacle so far. Mick, it's turned into a game, hasn't it?
It certainly has. It's a very competitive game now, and the heat will get to the players, I would say, before the end. It's so warm right now, but the players are still keeping up the pace of the game, and hard rucking, hard hitting. There's been no quarter given or taken.
Ashburn, who haven't won a Towns Cup since 2014, very much still involved here. It's a good exit from their 22. Scarpering after it is Gareth Fitzgerald. He allows it to bounce. They get Smith to run to it. Smith is a huge man. He plays number 8 for obvious reasons. That number 8 jersey has been retired. We mentioned that, and Smith got up to halfway. He's such a powerful runner. If Sean O'Brien is a tank, then what's Smith? What's bigger than a tank? Coming forward now is Gorry, who scored that first half try for Tullow. Gets inside the Ashburn 22. This is what Tullow have done really well. Anytime they've been asked a question, they've come up with a good answer. Adam Johnson takes and tries to dance inside up towards that 10-metre line. He's stopped, but it's still Tullow ball. They recycle. They get it out to Oran Farrell, the ex-Leinster Schools player. The ball has disappeared from my view on that far side. We're pretty much at ground level. It has gone out into touch, and I think it will be a line out. The referee having a word with the assistant referee. He had his arm up, but I couldn't quite see it. And with the pink jerseys today, they're kind of lost a bit in the sun. That makes them
look like a knock on to me.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it was a knock on by Tullow. I think it'll be a scrum to the Ashburn.
So it will be an Ashburn scrum just inside their own half, between the 10 metre line and the 22 on the wing. Ashburn 13, Tullow 21. In an exciting Towns Cup final live on KCLR earlier on in the Premier League, Everton beating Forest 2-0. They've started the second half at Villa Park. It's Villa 1, Bournemouth 1. And they still haven't started the second half at Palace, but Palace do lead by 4-1. West Ham might just not want to start that second half. In the FA Cup semi-final, still Manchester United 1, Coventry 0. And it is a penalty to Ashburn because Tullow infringed at the scrum, which, again, Mickey, you've seen an awful lot of... you've seen an awful lot of Tullow. Wouldn't you like them to infringe at scrum time, would it?
No, not really. And, you know, obviously Ashburn are really putting it up to them there. And Ashburn have held their own scrums pretty well. And I was surprised that they were able to do that because Ashburn in the... Tullow in the other games, they've been very much on top in the scrum. But it's a real battle. It's a final and Ashburn are giving it their best shot and they've been very impressive so far.
Kilkenny 5:30, Antrim 13 points is the full time score from that game in UPMC Nolan Park, so a good start to the Leinster Championship for Kilkenny, who've absolutely battered Antrim. Carlo losing by 11 points to Galway. Dublin and Wexford drawing. So Ashburn have it in the maul, and they've mauled incredibly well today. They have got a try off a maul, and now they look like they're going to get some progress and get some front foot up towards that 22 with the maul. Inside it goes to Craigie, the centre. He looks full of running, full of steps. They're just shy of the 22. They might try the boot. No, they won't. Taking it and running off to the right, then cutting back left is McKeown, the second row. He goes to ground, places it for the scrum half. That's Paddy Dillon. Dillon looking off to the left hand side, and it's Ashburn who recycle. Ashburn going through the phases, and Tullow who get the penalty. And you can tell by the reaction of the crowd, if you can hear them as well as I can, that's a big, big win for Tullow because they were under a bit of pressure. They kept their discipline and they forced Ashburn to infringe just outside the 22, maybe close enough to the 10-metre line. And it will be Johnson who will take the kick out of hands on that right wing, and he'll kick it down the line on the clubhouse side. Tullow 21, Ashburn 13. That was really good play from Tullow, Mick.
Absolutely. They're very good on the when the ball goes in on a tackle. They're in, first man in almost every time.
Now Leinster take on Munster. We all love Leinster-Munster clashes, don't we? Especially if you're from Leinster, because they generally tend to win them. But what about the junior interprovincial series? That seems like it's level enough. I'm not sure who is the better record there. Mick, maybe you can clarify. But either way, it doesn't matter what's happened before. It's about what's happening in the future. And next Saturday in Kilkenny Rugby Club, Leinster and Munster meet in the junior interprovincial series. Kickoff at 4:30. Sorry, 2:30. Kickoff at 2:30. So get along to that if you possibly can. Tullow have the ball. They're up to halfway. In the middle of the pitch, it's ruck time. It's presented to Gareth Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald out to centre. Oren Farrell. Farrell has found his winger Hanlon, the 22-year-old, racing up the left-hand side in front of the stand. He's tackled well by the Ashburn winger, but he does manage to keep his head. He does manage to keep his cool, which is some feat on a day as hot today. And he manages to offload the ball. Now it's popped off to Killian Murphy. Killian Murphy, who scored the only try in the second half so far for Tullow, into the hands of Gareth Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald moves it to Johnson, a really impressive fullback. He got it to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald out the wing. Sean O'Brien with a good pass to Durasolo, the former Fiji under 20. He curbs his run outside, tries to get up towards that Ashburn 10 metre line, about 2 or 3 metres off the right touchline clubhouse side. Now Tullow bring it back infield. Waiting for it there was Colbeck, who captained the side last year to that Provincial Towns Cup success. And Ashburn get the penalty. Not sure what happened in there, but Ashburn have the penalty just shy of halfway, middle of the pitch. And again, I think it was not releasing.
Yeah, it was. Ashburn did very well there because they were under severe pressure, and just when the breakdown came, and there's two or three Ashburn players lying on the ground now, so they'll have to get dealt with on injury wise. So, but the ref is actually giving everybody a little break, so the water bottles are on. And in this heat, I'm not surprised.
Did you bring a water bottle for yourself?
I didn't, actually.
I think I have one for you, actually.
It doesn't matter. Don't worry. I'm fine.
Okay. 10 minutes gone, by the way, in Walsh Park in the Munster Senior Hurling Championship. Waterford 1-4. Cork 1 point. Waterford have never beaten anyone but Tip in the round robin section of Munster. They've had big wins when it was knockout, including in the COVID year, but they've never beaten any other team than Tip, so that would be a big win. But there's a long time to go in that game, and Cork are decent, so I expect to come back there in Walsh Park. But Waterford leading 1-4 to 1 point. Kilkenny cruising to a victory against Antrim earlier on, 5:30 to 13 points. Carlow losing 2:14 to 2:25 away to Galway, and Wexford 1:21, Dublin 2:18. That's a draw in Wexford Park. The neighbours in Laois, as in the neighbours to where we are at the moment, Well, they had a good win in the Joe McDonagh Cup. They beat Offaly 221 to 24 points. Kildare, the other neighbours, beat the other neighbours. Wicklow, 327 to 14 points. That was in the Christy Ring Cup. In football, it's Roscommon, 3 points. Mayo won 2 after 16 minutes. And after 13 minutes in Ulster, it's Cavan 1-1, Tyrone 4 points. And we told you about the Premier League a few minutes ago. Nothing has changed there. And Manchester United still 1-0 up in the FA Cup. Now, there was a stoppage, so you've missed nothing while I've been talking about all that. 083 306 9696 is the number to text to get involved in our detailed menswear Man of the Match competition. If you want to send us who you think will be Man of the Match, as selected by Mick Quinn, then text 083 306 9696. The winner, who will be picked out by Martin in studio later on, will win a €50 voucher for detailed menswear, Potato Market, Carlow and High Street, Kilkenny and Ashburn. We restart with that penalty from just shy of halfway, and Ashburn kick it into the crowd where there's stalls over on that far side. There's a burger van, there's a coffee van, there's a beer tent. Of course, Mickey Quinn, you'd have no interest in that.
None.
And there's the clubhouse, which looks absolutely great today. To look inside earlier on. And Ashburn have the line out. Mackay between the 10-metre line and the halfway and the 22-metre line, deep inside the Tullow half, and Krebby got up in the air and took it well, and now the maul again. Ashburn looking to use that maul as often as they can. Killian Murphy in, trying to do his best to disrupt and stop if he possibly can. It goes to ground. Ruck has formed. The breakdown is really intense and manic, and it's Ashburn who get the penalty because Tullow didn't move away, didn't roll away, and they're offside. A tap and go, maybe taken too quickly by the back row, James Riley. It was the 23-year-old, and we'll come back. And I imagine Ashburn will kick this one into the corner because their maul and their line out has been really decent today. Tullow 21, Ashburn 13, live on KCLR, and in the second half in this game, gone on the clock is 23 minutes. But again, I'll repeat, and I know you're probably sick of me saying it, but I do feel I need to clarify, that is not the match clock, that is just our clock.
Yeah, they're going to kick for the corner, and they really do need to get points on the board this time. If they get points on the board, they're in with a chance of winning. So it's very important, this phase of play. Here we go.
And they've made a change. Have Tullow. Joe Waters comes in.
It's a good kick to the corner too.
Yep. Well, Joe Waters has come in. So his first piece of play and first piece of action will be to defend this Ashburn set piece. 5 metres out, they have the line out. 5 metres from the Tullow line. Right in front of that beautiful old shed building over on the far side as we look towards the clubhouse side. Now, what will they do with the line out? Well, no surprise, they give it to Krebby, who grabs it, and then they form them all. It's really good line out play and really good forward play by Ashburn. Tullow standing up, and Tullow get the scrum. Excellent defence by Tullow, and they'll have the chance to put it in, get it out to someone to clear it. But either way, Ashburn won't be taking points, not right now anyway. 21 points for Tullow, 13 points for Ashburn, and we've got 24 minutes gone in the game in the second half.
Really good line out jumper, Krebby, isn't he?
Yeah, fantastic.
Fantastic up in the air. He's played well all through. You know, he's a guy who wants to take the ball to the opposition as well, and very impressive indeed. It's been a good match for him, a good match for the halfbacks. And of course, Tullow have their own strengths, and Sean O'Brien at 8, of course, at 6, who's gives all the tempo to his Tullow team.
He certainly does. Tullow into the scrum. Ashburn look like they're wielding it potentially. The referee lets it go for the moment and then gives the penalty to Tullow. Maybe I do know what's going on in the scrum sometimes, Mick, but that was a very obvious one. It wheeled around, and yes, it's always going to be the team who are putting the pressure on and the team who are kind of moving backwards and kind of wheeling who give away the penalty, and that's exactly what happened there. Tullow 21, Carlow in the heat in Carlow, Tullow 21, Ashburn 13. By the way, a fantastic start for Tullow to the day earlier on. Their women's team beating Queens 22-10 in the AIL promotion playoff. They'll be playing in the AIL next season. So it's already been a great day for Tullow Rugby Club. No matter what happens here, their women's team up into the AIL. And they've produced some fine players in recent years. Katie Corrigan and Dan O'Brien amongst them.
Yeah, they've done very well. And It's a big success for the club.
A massive success for a great club who moved into the grounds they're in now in 1980 or thereabouts, put up the floodlights in around 2010, I think. They've got a 3G pitch there, and look, they're just such a wonderful club. These two clubs are wonderful, and they're playing at a wonderful club today, Carlo, who, as we say, know all about Town's Cup success. Tullow now just outside their own 22. Hanlon tries to run up to the 10 metre line. It takes two or three Ashburn players to stop him. He gets support from his teammate there. It's fantastic play by Ryan O'Neill, the scrum half, who moves it inside, and the ball is up the jumper of the ball carrier there. It's wonderful work by Colback. He gets to the other side of the 10 metre line, still inside his own half, but it's wonderful play by Tullow. And there's a man down for Ashburn at the moment. We'll play on Tom Cashin, the 27-year-old. Brings it inside the 10 metre line. Now it's back to Gareth Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald out the wing. O'Brien moves it. He's just so good with those passes, O'Brien, who has played at centre at times in the last couple of years, but he's back in the back row now. And Tullow recycle after the ruck form, and it's a good run up to halfway by the ball carrier of Tullow there. Goes to ground, looks to recycle. Tullow just really sprightly with the ball. It's O'Neill who moves it out the wing, and now trying to run it deep inside that Ashburn territory if he can, is the man who received it, but he couldn't get very far. Now it's Joe Waters, who's so easy to tell from that here, and Joe Waters did really well. And now it's Adam Aho Bloomfield. Bloomfield got it to Farrell. Farrell looks to go out the wing if he possibly can. No, it was a bit of a dummy. He's still going. It's Farrell with the magnificent run. Pops it inside to Hanlon. Hanlon going. Hanlon cuts inside for the 22. Hanlon in under the post. And Tullow are looking good for a second Towns Cup in a row after a magnificent run. A great break by Oren Farrell. Hanlon got it in the end. And Hanlon, well, he still had hard work to do. He took it on the left wing clubhouse side, but he sidestepped inside. He wanted to make the conversion attempt as easy as possible, and he has. Tullow 26, Ashburn 13, and the conversion to come, but it's looking very, very good for Tullow.
Certainly is. What a try, though. Really the best move of the game, in fact. Lovely movement, you know, timing of passes, and when the winger got away, he just linked so well inside, and beautiful score, an absolutely beautiful score.
Absolutely magnificent. Oren Farrell, what a break from him as Johnson lines up the kick. Now, he's kicked all three conversions so far. In fairness, for the most part, the try scorers have made it easy for him, but you still have to kick them. Mick, you know that better than anyone, and there's no such thing as an easy kick in any final, particularly a Towns Cup final.
I have every confidence in this guy. He's a very, very good kicker of the ball, yeah. Johnson.
He certainly is.
He's top class. Like, he could play at any level, really.
And he's only 20 still, according to the programme, so there's no reason why he can't go up the levels. But right now,
and he's a big guy too.
Yeah. 28 for Tullow, Ashburn 13 after that conversion was converted. 28 minutes gone in the second half. Granted, that is not the match clock, but it's a decent indication as to the time we have gone in this match. So Tullow, well, it's going to be some night in Tullow tonight, it looks like, because they're cruising in this Towns Cup final right now. And earlier on, the women's team, congratulations to them, won their AIL playoff against Queen's University. Queen's University, a decent out for themselves, so that was no easy feat. Joe Waters gets up to receive the kickoff. Was he tackling the air? The referee playing on at the moment, he says, look, even if he was, he got the possession. Tullow had the ball, so play on, and Joe Waters is not hurt. Joe Waters is made of granite, so we're lucky that the ground didn't shake there when he collided with the ground. And it is him colliding with the ground rather than the ground colliding with him. A chip over the top doesn't quite work out. Ashburn have it back. If they're to try and have any chance of any kind of success here today, they need to get a score, and they need to get it quickly. Gavin Kennedy walked on as Connolly tried to kick it through. Tullow gathered, and Tullow just kick a big ball down towards that 22 and push Ashburn back. That's all Tullow had to do, just keep them out. Tullow watching on as Ashburn run it up to halfway, and just standing on the road was Gorry. The Ashburn man went into him and went to ground, but they bounced back up very quickly. James Riley has it. He breaks between the 10 metre line and the 22 inside the Tullow half. Tullow putting in the tackles. It's in the breakdown, it's in the ruck, it's out on the Ashburn side. It's a good ball back inside from Adam Martin, and Ashburn trying their best to breach the Tullow 22, but at the moment Tullow are keeping them out. Joe Waters rolls away. It was Joe Waters. It's advantage, and now a penalty to Ashburn just outside the 22 to the right of centre. I wonder what they'll do with it here, Mick.
Well, I think it might be too late for kicking goals. They might have to go for the corner. I would expect that they'll go for the corner anyway and try to get a try. But the referee's going to have to speak to... there were a couple of very physical challenges there, and they weren't all legal either by Tullow. So I think the ref is going to have a word with them about it.
They're legal if you get away with them.
absolutely.
The substitution is prop Tom Cashin replaced.
Good kick to the corner.
A really good kick to the corner. Tom Cashin, who's really put in a shift today, has been replaced.
Ashford nearly have to score at this stage.
They're making replacements, Tullow. Amongst them, try scorer Killian Murphy. What a try it was by Killian Murphy. I'm saying it loud because he just walked past us. But in fairness to him, he's still focused. He didn't acknowledge it at all.
Yes.
And Leyburn also coming off. Now, Brian Keogh is wearing number 2, I think, even though he's 16 on the programme. But I think that's Brian Keogh wearing number 2. So there's two number 2s for Tullow. Ashburn have it in that 5-metre channel, just shy of the Tullow line. If they get a try here, they have some chance. Tullow try to keep them out. They've been really good at times in these kind of situations, Ashburn. They try and keep it going. They go to ground. They're about a metre short. Tullow have to be careful here. This one isn't done yet, especially if Ashburn get the score here. It's a little bit slow at the breakdown. It gives Tullow all the chances and all the time in the world to just set their defence and plug any holes that are there. But it's still Ashburn who have it. Ashburn taking their time, in no rush, again 2 or 3 metres out, just to the right of the posts by about 7 or 8 metres. Ashburn still with it at that breakdown. It's still on the Ashburn side. They're going through the phases, but Tullow are keeping a cool head. They try a little pick and go. Can they get over? There's an Ashburn ball carrier over. Ashburn players put their arms in the air, and they're right to, because it's a try for Ashburn. 33 minutes gone in the second half. Ashburn 18, Tullow 28. They're not done yet.
Super effort by Ashburn. You know, you thought they were out of the game altogether. They've come back down and kicked the corner, and they're very dangerous from the line out. They're very impressive. Creeby in the line out. What a line out jumper. Gets them 100% of the ball every time it's thrown to him. He gets it. Very impressive indeed. And he's one of the lads lined up for a possible man of the match, with his halfbacks, of course. And on the Tullow side, you have Adam Johnson, of course, an excellent kicker. And Garrett Fitzgerald at 10 has played very, very well indeed. And of course, our good friend Killian Murphy, who scored a try, Sean O'Brien, all up there for man of the match, playing very well.
8 points between them. Tullow 28, Ashburn 20. It was 14-3 at half time. At one stage, Tullow led by 14 points to nil. And there's 33 and a half minutes on my watch. But again, that is not the match clock. In the Premier League, Everton 2-0 against Nottingham Forest. They won that game. That's a final score. 65 minutes gone at Villa Park. Villa 2, Bournemouth 1. 4-1 to Crystal Palace against West Ham. 63 minutes gone there. And at half-time in the FA Cup final, it's Manchester United who lead Coventry by 2-0. McTominay and Maguire with the goals there. Maguire scoring for Manchester United. I don't remember the last time he scored. It might have been actually in the FA Cup against Tranmere. He scored a worldie. Don't know what kind of goal he got today. Earlier on in the Leinster Senior Hurling Championship, a win for Kilkenny, scoring something like 5:30 against Antrim. And Carlow losing by 2:25 to 2:14 away to Galway. But Carlow put up a real good fight in that game. Wexford and Dublin playing out a draw. There is Ulster and Leinster football championship games going on at the moment, but we'll bring you the scores on those in just a moment. A bad fumble by Ashburn inside their 22. They were perhaps thinking of the clearance kick, and Mick, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think sometimes when someone is exiting and kicking clear, they nearly think about the kick before they get the ball in hand, and that's maybe what happened there. So Tullow have a scrum deep inside the Ashburn 22, just to the left of the post as they play down towards that scoreboard end.
Yeah, he was thinking of that, but unfortunately for him, the pass was a poor pass, came along the ground, so it wasn't all his fault, the knock on really. But it gives Tullow another great chance to get on the board again.
Well, there's 5 minutes to go, plus whatever is added, whatever is required in the Connacht Senior Football Championship. Mayo 1-4, Roscommon 6 points, 29 minutes gone there. In Ulster, Tyrone 1-7, Cavan 1-4. Mick, what am I doing pretending I want to see the football scores before the hurling scores? At the moment, in Waterford, in Walsh Park, it is Waterford 1-9, Cork 7 points. There's 28 minutes gone there. Earlier on, Limerick beating Clare 3-15 to 1-18. That's a total of 24 points to 21. Clare were leading late in that game but couldn't see it through. Tullow fed the scrum. We'll go for a reset here, and this will suit Tullow. Just wind down that clock, ice the clock as they call it in Aussie rules. 35 minutes 38 seconds gone in the second half. Tullow by 8 points in this Towns Cup final, brought to you on Casey Lore with thanks to PJ Haskins Veterinary Sales and Dairy Supplies Tullow. For all your farm needs throughout the southeast, go to pjhaskinsvetsupplies.ie. Ashburn making a sub. Just to confirm, by the way, that last try for them were scored by Adam Martin, the centre who crashed over. I thought maybe Tullow had held him up, but the referee shot his arm in the air straight away. No TMO here, so it's all on what the ref sees. And in fairness to him, Mick, he's done a good job today.
He's done a very good job. John Carville's a very, very experienced referee, and you know, he's certainly commandeered this game very well indeed.
We're still wasting time from Ashburn's point of view at scrum time, but winding the clock down from Tullow's point of view. A junior team with a professional mindset from what we've seen on the pitch today. One score I forgot to give you, by the way, in the Joe McDonough. Leash 2-21, Offaly 24 points. That is a full time. And Westmeath lost to Kerry. That will be seen as a bit of a surprise. Martin, who's watching this game in the van, has a great view. He's on the try line. He could actually be a TMO on that try line in the KCLR mobile unit. He said it was definitely grounded. He disappeared from my view. So I should clarify. I didn't see him grounded, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Well, the referee saw it, and that's the most important thing. And
yes,
he's not going to give it unless he sees it. So I take his word for it.
That's fair enough.
It was a good try, anyway.
It was a very good try.
He certainly built up to it very well.
And if they lose this game, they'll feel it was the first 35 minutes that they lost it, really, when Tullow got a run on them and Ashburn were dominated and stayed in it, but Tullow got a couple of tries.
Yeah, a little lack of belief maybe that they could do it.
Tullow driving Ashburn back in the scrum. It's really good play from that chiseled Tullow pack, and the referee has given Tullow a penalty, and I imagine they'll kick for the post here and just go into an 11 point lead and almost make sure of it.
Yeah, that would be the sensible thing to do, and it's going to be interesting to see what they plan here. They might have visions of a final score, and they might kick the corner, and they have, in fact, they're kicking the corner.
Well, that's what you call confidence.
Yes, it is. It is indeed.
Well, they're right to do so as well, because I don't think Ashburn have the time to get, well, you can say three scores, but the two scores. They need to get a converted try and a penalty to win this game.
Yes.
And they're 8 points down, and we're now heading towards injury time. 28 Tullow, Ashburn 20. Towns Cups aren't easily won. Two in a row, especially difficult to do. And it looks like Tullow are going to do that. They take it off the back of the line out. It's wonderfully moved to the second row. Gorry now. He can't quite reach the line himself. He is stopped, but Tullow do recycle. Tullow battering that line. Sean O'Brien getting over the ball. Tullow getting it back and recycling. They're just to the left of the post. It's hard to see from our position. We're so far away. But Tullow look like they have the ball. Tullow look like they have the possession. And Tullow certainly look like they have the trophy. It's spun out wide, and it's Johnson who's racing in. Johnson gets there after a great pass from Fitzgerald. And Johnson, who has converted four tries, has just scored the fifth. And he'd probably convert that as well. Tullow 31, Ashburn 20. That's it. Done and dusted. Tullow on their way to a two in a row in the Towns Cup.
They certainly are, and deservedly so. What a performance. I mean, every time they've been threatened, they come straight down the field and show their power, and they had the confidence to go for the corner there, and the writing was on the wall straight from that, and everything seems to revolve around Sean O'Brien at the breakdown. He had set up a beautiful ball, and Johnson was in for the try. I suppose we better pick a man of the match at this stage, hadn't we? We're nearly time
up. Well, do you know what? Let's give him the conversion first. Tullow, who went through a lot of pain in this competition before eventually winning their first one in 2017. They'd lost finals in 2018, 2012 and 2008. They were desperate to do the two in a row in 2018. Unfortunately for them, they lost to Enniscorthy. But they will not be denied the two in a row now. It doesn't matter what Johnson does with this kick, but he's an ambitious guy. He's a good kicker. He wants to put it over. Unfortunately, he doesn't. 33-20. And that is the latest score, not the final score, because we still have time on the clock. Did he put that one over? Did he put that one over?
No, I don't think
so. Sorry, I didn't see the flags go up.
I think that one missed.
Yeah, okay. 33-20 is the score. 33-20. And we're in injury time. And Ashburn, I think they know what's done. They've come here today, they've played some good rugby, but it's not enough against this Tullow team. The ball is dropped by, of all people, Sean O'Brien, who just took his eye off it. But typical of Sean, he turns a mistake into a piece of skill. It bounced up nicely, he took it on the bounce and offloaded it absolutely beautifully. And Sean O'Brien will finally get his medal. He desperately wanted a Towns Cup medal, and he'll get one on the field of play. And now Tullow can enjoy the next couple of minutes. A real party atmosphere here for anyone in maroon and white, and anyone who came along to watch it. Even the Ashburn people who came down, and three busloads of them came down. Although they won't enjoy the result, they can enjoy the day. Ashburn received the ball as it was kicked into the 22. It's gathered well, and they'll run it out. And it's run up towards the 10-metre line. And Tullow didn't roll away in the breakdown. And it's a penalty to Ashburn. And it's intercepted by Smith. What a game Smith has had. Bloomfield received it. Bloomfield out wide. Is there time for another try for Tullow? They'll certainly try as they run it down the right wing. But it's a good tackle by the Ashburn defender who got across. It's on the far side, on the clubhouse side. Tullow 13 points up, 33 points to 20. We'll update you on everything else at the end of this game. But there's not much time left in this game. And it's a successful one for Tullow as they still stay going inside the 22. Tullow with the possession. Ashburn trying to defend, trying to keep that scoreline relatively respectful. And Tullow, it's a little slow at the breakdown. They won't mind because they don't have to rush anything because this game is done. It's Sean O'Brien who takes the ball on the 22. Curbs around, gets it outside to the big man who carries down the right wing, but he moves like Carl Lewis and dives it in the corner. And it's another try for Tullow, who lead 38-20. And well, that is the cherry on top. That last try from Johnson was the icing. That's the cherry. Tullow 38. Tullow. Martin Cole is being credited with the try. Tullow 38, Ashburn 20. What a finish by Cole.
And made by Sean O'Brien as well, which was a fantastic breakdown. And Sean O'Brien just times his passes so well. It's like a midfield back when he gets the ball in his hands. But a great try. Well done. And it does put them well away from Ashburn. But having said that, Ashburn have been better than the score suggests, that's for sure. A great effort on their part.
With the conversion to come, it doesn't matter if Johnson puts this over or not. Tell us your detailed menswear man of the match.
Well, I'm going to give it to Johnson, actually, the fullback. I think he's had a really fine game, and his kicking has made a big difference to them.
Adam Johnson, the detailed menswear man of the match, has a couple of Tullow players embraced on the pitch. I'm not sure if this is the last kick, but it kind of doesn't matter. This game is done. They're still playing, but it's over. Can he reach the 40-point gap? It's all over, and Tullow are two in a row Bank of Ireland Provincial Towns Cup champions. What a display against Ashburn. 38-20, the final score. Well, it was a really good display by Tullow, who were challenged really, especially at the start of the second half when Ashburn got that score. But Tullow never looked out of control. They never looked like they were going to lose this one. It's a third Provincial Towns Cup title for Tullow. 2017, 2023, and now 2024. And Mick Quinn, they absolutely were deserving winners.
Yes, they're very deserving winners. And a really well organised team. Well coached and sparkling players front and back. Just too much for Ashburn on the day, but Ashburn put in a really good performance and never gave up in this game. They were very impressive.
So Tullow celebrate on the pitch as we speak, and rightfully so. It has been a wonderful display by them as some of the crowd come onto the pitch to celebrate with their heroes. For the Ashburn players, they're giving each other hugs, they're patting each other on the back and saying, look, hard luck, we gave it everything. Unfortunately for them, not quite enough, but Tullow are the champions. And Mick, you've seen an awful lot of them, with Brendan primarily and Johnny Tobin, of course, this year. And right from the off, they looked like they were competitors, looked like they were in with a chance, and they've made good on that potential.
Well, they certainly have, and they've looked good in every game and got better in every game. But it's the quality of the ball that they're winning. The pace that they win their rucks at is very much a learning experience from the Sean O'Brien coaching end. And they certainly deserve to win this cup. And what a great day to do it on. You know, a big, big crowd here all the way around the pitch. Fantastic crowd. Thousands of people here. And a great win for the Tullow club.
And we'll try and get a word with one or two Tullow players after this magnificent display, this magnificent win. But there's a big crowd after converging in the middle. I can see the big second row, Martin Cole, who was credited with the last try. I'm not sure it was him, But either way, it's Tullow who celebrate, Tullow who get the win, and a deserved win. Mick, it just says an awful lot about Tullow as a club that they've done it back to back, because once it's difficult, but defending your title is always harder than winning it in the first place. So they say anyway.
Absolutely, yeah. No, they've held on to a trophy that they wanted very badly, and they wanted it extra badly this year because Sean O'Brien is playing as a player in this, and he wanted to have a Towns Cup in his locker, and he has now got it. So can they go again for a third year in a row?
And we might try presentation, as I say, we'll try and get an interview or two. I don't want to stray too far from the spot we're on at the moment, because if I do, then we lose connection with the van here. The van is in the corner. We're close enough to we're actually more between the 10-metre line and the 22 as we speak, but the crowd is on the pitch now and they're celebrating.
I can imagine it's extremely pressurised, and you're still in competition, not only with the PA, but the crowd as well, and very, very excited people. I was going to ask you, could we get the man of the match solution, and we can take post-match as it suits you up to 6 o'clock?
Yes, of course. Adam Johnson is the detailed menswear man of the match, as named by Mickey a few minutes ago. He had a magnificent display, scored a try, scored conversions when they really mattered in the game. He missed a couple at the end, but they were difficult, and I'd say at that stage he was absolutely jaded, so you wouldn't have a go at him for that. But Adam Johnson is our detailed menswear man of the match as Tullow win the Towns Cup final 38-20 against Ashburn here in the wonderful County Carlow Rugby Football Club.
Great stuff. Oisín, we'll get some post-match off you and possibly a match report from Mick, but we leave you to it, because I know logistically or geographically you're in danger of losing things to get to the right people at the right time.
Yeah, it reminds me of what they did to General Noriega. Are you familiar with that name, Martin?
It's been a while.
Back in Central America, American forces surrounded General Noriega, and Noriega had tried to seize power in a dictatorship, and they set up speakers outside his house to try and blast him out of it and annoy him into submission and surrender. And I think they're trying to do the same to me and Mick Quinn here today, and they're succeeding.
Noriega graciously admit defeat. We'll catch up with you in a little while, and thanks a million for an excellent take care.
KCLR Live Sport.
The Bank of Ireland Provincial Towns Cup Final. Tullow versus Ashburn. With thanks to PJ Haskins, Veterinary Sales and Dairy Supplies Tullow. For all your farm needs throughout the southeast. PJ Haskins, vetsupplies.ie.
Your official man of the match on KCLR. Sponsored by Detail Menswear, Potato Market Carlow and High Street Kilkenny.